Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to, Aurelia mayoral candidate alleges bribery, veiled, threats, published September 29. I stand in agreement with Ian Richards when he says we do not want American-style electioneering. However, the mood, temperament and morality of our society is in decline. Consider the article, Lehman says he received police protection due to threats, where Barry Mayor Jeff Lehman has required police protection during his time in office. Mr. Lehman is not seeking re-election. In Alan Baker's letter to the editor, Hughes has shown disregard for residents, media, Alan says, both Mayor Hughes and Deputy Mayor Ralph Huff have legitimately complained in Aurelia Matters articles about fictitious writers who post vexatious and malicious comments on social media. To immediately suspect that Mr. Ainsworth is resorting to American-style electioneering is armchair judgmentalism that fails to consider the warnings of local leaders and the organizations monitoring the health of world democracies. In 2020, the Economist Intelligence Democracy Index recorded a decline in the overall scores in almost 70% of the countries they monitor. In November 2021, The Guardian reported that the U.S. was added to the Idea think tank's annual list of backsliding democracies for the first time, and this was also reported in The Washington Times. If you don't know how we are moving towards decline, you may not recognize the Marxist ideals arising within the angst on the streets of North America. Many social commentators point to the rise in Marxist revolutionary views emerging from our colleges and universities. On September 1, British MP Penny Mordaunt commented on the Onwards Age of Alienation report, saying, "Both democracy and capitalism are like Tinkerbell's light. If you stop believing in them, they die." The lack of support for democracy amongst young people is both concerning and unsurprising. This report is right to point to the links between social connectivity and political opportunity. 6 days ago, the University World News suggested, universities should make democracy education a requirement. I am not quick to accuse Mr. Ainsworth of electioneering because I still believe that police are competent to serve, protect and thoroughly investigate. I still believe that if charges are laid against anyone, including Mr. Ainsworth, if his accusations are vexatious, the courts will serve and deliver justice. Randy Baker, Aurelia.